Rock the Lakefront June 13th and 14th as Racine Harbor Fest returns for two unforgettable days of live music, mouthwatering food, and nonstop fun. Advance tickets $8, VIP tickets still available online at racineharborfest.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Pope Francis will soon be laid to rest. His funeral takes place early Saturday. CBS's Chris Livesay in Rome.
It will take place in the exact same place where Pope Francis made his final appearance less than a week ago on Easter Sunday. Remember, that was an event that was not scheduled to happen. The 88-year-old defying doctor's orders to stay at home and rest as he continued to recover from pneumonia. But those closest to Pope Francis tell us this was a man who wanted to die with his boots on among the people.
Security is extremely tight as world leaders, including President Trump, will be in attendance. 1 month after she had been hospitalized after what her publicist called a serious accident, Virginia Dufresne has died. The 41-year-old had accused Jeffrey Epstein and Britain's Prince Andrew of sexual abuse. When asked about Epstein's death behind bars, she told CBS in 2020,
"It would have been great to look at him in court and say, you know, you hurt me, you took away my innocence, you took away my youth, but he took that away from us too."
Dufresne's family says she died by suicide at her farm in Western Australia. The Trump administration is trying to put pressure on Russia and Ukraine to finalize a peace deal. Negotiations continue today. CBS's Natalie Brand has White House reaction.
Steve Witkoff, President Trump's special envoy, met with Russian President Vladimir Putin Friday for a fourth time to discuss a peace deal with Ukraine.
Russia and Ukraine, I think they're coming along, we hope. Very fragile.
The president said he's not placing a deadline on the talks, but wants to get something done as quickly as possible.
We're going to try and get out of war so that we can save 5,000 people a week. I think we're pretty close.
Wisconsin Judge Hannah Dugan is released from custody after being arrested by feds on an accusation of helping an undocumented immigrant accused of committing battery evade ICE agents. More from CBS's Scott McFarlane.
At about 8 this morning, Central Time, the FBI went to the local courthouse in Milwaukee where this judge sits, the circuit court, arrested her at the courthouse, then brought to the federal courthouse where she was charged with felony obstruction, which is a U.S. code violation. The U.S. Marshals detained her in a holding area in the courthouse, booked her, took a mugshot, gave her an initial appearance, and she's back May 15th for an arraignment.
Former New York Congressman George Santos has been sentenced to more than 7 years in prison on federal wire fraud and identity theft charges.
Designer clothes were more important to him than following the rule of law. Luxury more important to him than the oath he took to serve his country and the people who elected him.
Nassau County DA Ann Donnelly. This is CBS News.
A riddle brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What do your home and auto have in common? Progressive protects them both. It was an easy riddle. Learn more at progressive.com.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Day two of the draft. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports from Green Bay, where the second and third rounds of the NFL draft going on at Lambeau Field. Some of the great Packers that have been taken in the past in these rounds include safety Nick Collins and wide receivers Greg Jennings, James Jones. Tomorrow's rounds 4 through 7, Packers GM Brian Gutekunst.
Yeah, I think, you know, right now it looks pretty good. You never know when the runs are going to go, and all of a sudden it won't, but it looks pretty good. We got some really good players up there. We're excited to get to them and see if we can add some players. Again, I think it was a really good night for the Packers. I'm really eager to get back at it tomorrow, see how this thing falls tomorrow, and see if we can do some good.
A full recap later tonight. NBA, the Bucks and the Pacers playing Game 3 of their playoff series at Fiserv Forum. Baseball, the Brewers making a roster move, moving pitcher Tobias Myers off the 15-day IL. To make room, they send reliever Brian Hudson to the Nashville team. The crew in St. Louis for a 3-game weekend series. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for tonight, a low in the upper 30s, and a gradual clearing for tomorrow, more sunshine throughout the day, and a high near 50. Mostly sunny in mid-50s for Sunday. Breezy, warm Monday, showers and storms, some severe. It's 46 right now.
Civic Media.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Ross, calling in.
Thanks for your show. I'm just wondering if we're watching or witnessing a legal system that, where what we thought was precedent is now going to be sort of cast away.
The reality is the question that you raise about the future and what are the implications when, in fact, the things we understood always to be bedrocks of our community, of our nation, are no longer that.
Amicus, a law review, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Mott, Calvin Butenoff, coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. It's Friday. That means it's time for some recombobulation with Dan Schaefer, creator of the multi-award-winning Recombobulation Area and also Civic Media's political editor. We come back on the air with some breaking news from about a half an hour ago. Milwaukee County Circuit Court Judge Hannah Dugan arrested earlier this morning by federal authorities at the courthouse. The spokesman for the U.S. Marshals Service confirmed her arrest about 8 o'clock this morning. They have not yet identified the defendant. She is accused of helping. It appears to be a Mexican immigrant who is facing 3 misdemeanor battery counts. What I get from this article from Daniel Bice in today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, they were informed that ICE officials arrived in her courtroom last week. When they went to the chief judge's office, they are accusing Judge Dugan of directing the defendant and his attorney to a side door in the courtroom and then directing them down a private hallway and into a public area. This person has since been taken into custody. But this is what we know right now. This is breaking news all over the country right now.
This is national news right now. Yeah, this is this is a developing story. We're still trying to learn all of the details and facts as best we can. But this is what we know thus far. I know Stuart J. Waddle's here and with Civic Media is looking to track some things down as we speak as well. But obviously, this is a big story.
FBI Director Kash Patel alleging that Dugan improperly helped the 30-year-old defendant. This is what the head of the FBI posted on what used to be Twitter this morning just now. The FBI arresting Judge Hannah Dugan out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin on charges of obstruction after evidence of Judge Dugan obstructing an immigration arrest operation last week. We believe Judge Dugan intentionally misdirected federal agents away from the subject to be arrested in her courthouse, allowing this subject to evade arrest.
And this action, I mean, it begs the most immediate question. It's going to give pause to any judge in this country who wants to step up and protect
due process.
Right.
I mean, that's what this story is about. And that's what all these stories have been about for the past few months, of judges in their courtrooms blocking, stopping, reversing the Trump administration because they are standing up for due process, the Constitution, and just the general order of how we do things in this country. And now we're seeing that the FBI will absolutely take action.
So this has been a story that's been developing throughout the week.
Yeah.
You know, I think this originally was generated from a story on conservative talk radio. But the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel had a story 2 days ago on this FBI investigating allegations. Milwaukee County judge tried to help undocumented defendant avoid arrest. And in that story from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Civic Media's own Maggie Dawn was quoted in that piece. So I'm going to read her quote so we have like at least that context as we continue to talk about that here. So what Maggie said in that piece, and again, I'm quoting here, quote, a judicial warrant is issued by a federal court based on probable cause and permits law enforcement to enter premises that are not public and search to seize property or arrest someone subject to the protections of the Fourth Amendment. An ICE or administrative warrant is issued by an ICE official and is not required to meet the requirements of the Fourth Amendment. So I think there, I think this is part of what some of the confusion is here. This is not your standard warrant. This is an administrative or immigration related warrant. Mm-hmm. So I think there is some confusion about like what Dugan exactly did in her courtroom. I think, you know, I was talking to Maggie about this too. I think there are some 10th Amendment issues involved here. So, you know, we'll look forward to hearing from Maggie as this story develops. And, you know, I listened to her at 4 p.m. today on the Civic Media Network. But I think this is one of those things where, like, once you get into the weeds of the story, you know, it's one of these detailed legalese things that, you know, those of us regular people who did not go to law school might not have the expertise on. So let's just make sure we have all of the context before people start throwing things all over the place.
And for those who don't know, Maggie Dawn actually used to work as special counsel for Milwaukee County.
For Milwaukee County. She knows the people working here. She knows the situation well. So you'll want to tune in at 4 p.m. today.
Again, if you are just joining us, federal agents arresting a Wisconsin judge, a Milwaukee County circuit judge, around 8 o'clock this morning, accusing her of helping an undocumented immigrant avoid arrest by ICE.
It also seems then, thank you to Stuart J. Wiles, who was doing what he calls his due diligence, that the post from Cash Patel has now been deleted.
Really?
Yep. Maybe someone whispered in his ear, hey, dude, don't do that. But yes, that tweet has been deleted. Unfortunately for him, it lives on now.
Forever.
But yes, the initial tweet on his what was then Twitter page has been deleted. It's no longer there. So and based on what you said, Dan, that begs the question in my mind of if there's a difference in the issuing warrants, how long are they going to be able to hold her? Is this just a reactionary thing they're doing? And they're like, well, you don't really have a reason to hold her. There's no, you know,
it's to make her an example.
Yeah, exactly.
It's another. It seems like what we had an immigration attorney on when I was guest hosting the afternoon show on Monday. And so much of what he talked about is just that the Trump administration is trying to stress test the system in any way I can to see where the guardrails are, see what they're able to get away with. You know, perhaps this is yet another example of the Trump administration, you know, with its goal of mass deportation, no matter how many, you know, we have to break the law to address illegal immigration, I guess, in this country when you're the Trump administration. But, you know, it just seems like this is another example of stress testing the system. And of course, you know, I always riff on this on Twitter. There's always going to be always a Wisconsin connection, always a Milwaukee connection. Here we have a Milwaukee connection to a breaking national news story.
Cassandra on the live stream says, so we'll be sending this judge to El Salvador too?
Yep. I mean, honestly, I would not be shocked if some sort of extreme punishment came of this. And as you said, a stress test. I mean, they're stress testing the entitlement systems, the social safety nets. They're stress testing everything now.
But certainly the courts.
Oh, the court. Yeah. And I mean, they're nothing but quote unquote activist judges. No, these are judges appointed by presidents going back 40 years who are standing up for the process and standing up for the Constitution, and you don't like it. So you're going to play big boy and bring out your big boy stick and do things like this. And now other judges are going to be afraid to even enter their courtroom.
It's, I mean, so much of what the Trump administration is doing right now is really frightening, really trampling on the Constitution. And, you know, to whatever extent that there was any wrongdoing on the part of Dugan here, like it is happening at the same time where the Trump administration is disappearing people to a prison in a foreign country and not deporting people back to where they live.
Right.
No.
Right.
Sending people to a unaccountable foreign prison there, you know. And so I just think there's a lot to be worried about here.
But I want to back up just a little bit to something that you said as far as the difference in warrants. And again, Maggie will explain this more clearly later on this afternoon. Is it possible that this action by the FBI was not legal in the actions they took against Dugan?
Yeah. I think you have to be wary of that, certainly. You know, I think some of the initial reports, and I've heard these facts kind of change over the course of the week in various reporting. I think some of the initial reports talked about Dugan having somebody like, you know, essentially hide in her courtroom. I also heard that those reports were false. There was, you know, so there's a lot of confusion, you know, just kind of surrounding this more broadly. And I think it's, you know, this is breaking national news, and we're a Wisconsin news outlet, and we're live on the radio. And so it is, you know, incumbent on us to be talking about this. It is a big story, but I think it's going to be really important to really get the facts and get the context. Absolutely. And really get through all of this.
What?
Understand if there is any actual reason for this to be happening, or if this is the Trump administration stress testing the system to see what they can get away with.
Just being performative.
Yeah.
And I realize, again, this is breaking news. It's important that we talk about this, but I also don't want to get into this into speculation lane.
Yeah,
because we
thing.
Can speculate about this for the next 45 minutes. And I think that's when you step in things you don't necessarily want to step in.
Yeah. Yeah, I was looking forward to a nice conversation today about the Packers and the draft and all the cool stuff that happened in Green Bay, Wisconsin last night. But, you know, here we are.
Yeah. It makes me very nervous in my stomach to think about the future. So
just to wrap this up, at least for now, again, we'll have an update coming up at 10:30 and certainly 11 o'clock. Stuart J. Waddles and the rest of our civic news team is going to be covering this and hopefully breaking it down as more details become available. But for right now, here's what we know. Federal agents arrested a Wisconsin judge in Milwaukee accused of trying to help an undocumented migrant avoid arrest who was scheduled to appear in her courtroom. FBI Director Kash Patel made the big announcement on Twitter.
Yeah.
And now it's gone.
Now it's deleted.
I find that very interesting.
Yeah.
Dan Schaefer is here.
We're discombobulated.
It is,
We usually come here on a Friday and now in the new time, 10 o'clock recombobulating.
Yes. Yep.
Instead of 11 o'clock recombobulating, it required me to, you know, get a little bit more recombobulated on my own to get down here in time from Milwaukee to get things together. But I think, you know, it's just this is a confusing story.
Yeah.
You know, just the fact of, like, you had the FBI director, you know, tweet something and then delete it within, you know, what seems like
less
a pretty short amount of time.
Half an hour.
So, you know, maybe they don't even know
the
details of what's happening.
Would that be you mean the Trump administration? That would not be a surprise.
I mean, that's what
all.
I'm saying. Yeah.
It's just like
they're so all over the place on so many different things right now. And it's just like you're going to announce thing. Oh, no, we're not. And, you know, and it's just going back and forth. And now we're trying to figure out what's going on with this.
But again, going back to the rest of the judiciary, which in many instances has been holding firm against the Trump administration, even Trump appointees have been ruling against the Trump administration for things that they are trying to do that are basically essentially illegal.
Right. Right. And so that's why I think, you know, there was the story earlier this week where the Evers administration was issuing some level of guidance on, like, how to interact with ICE and how to interact with federal officials that might be, you know, present in courtrooms or whatever it might be that you might encounter in your workplace. And I think, you know, the conservatives were up in arms about that, but we're seeing so many of the things that the Trump administration is doing, like the Kilmer Abrego Garcia case, you know, so many of these other cases involving that prison in El Salvador, where they're clearly trampling due process and the rule of law and the Constitution and so many other things. So I think it is a good thing that, you know, Tony Evers is and his administration is issuing this guidance and just like, hey, this is the law. We want to follow the law. And these are your rights. These are the things that you should be aware of. It's not doing so to the end of, hey, we want to, you know, protect somebody who might be breaking the law. Otherwise, it's informing people of their rights and of the law.
And that's the sticking point.
Yeah.
What he is telling them, those are the legal rules.
Right.
That's legal things. He's not telling them to do illegal things. And yet the right is all freaking out about that. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
You're listening to 540 WAUK, Milwaukee's home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Starr joins us here on Nightlight.
Your timing, Goodfellas, Mike. What you just said was an ad-lib to De Niro. He's like, security, and you're like, you're looking at him.
Well, that whole scene was improvised. And Paul Hip, he said, make sure you don't call it ad-libbing. It's improvisation. It was quite a process that Martin Scorsese put us through over a few days that it would come out like that. It wasn't just like, hey, how you doing?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Check out my war plans.
Pete Hegseth talking about first big strike against the Houthis in Yemen on Signal, two separate channels. Yes, the one you heard about before with the reporter on it. Oops-a-daisy. And now also his wife, his bro, and his lawyer who magically got hired by the Pentagon. This guy's judgment could not be worse. Do you think Hegseth should probably resign?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on waukradio.com/contest-terms. Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area and also Civic Media's political editor is here, as he is every Friday. About an hour ago, we had breaking news. Daniel Bice at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Milwaukee County Circuit Judge Hannah Dugan, arrested earlier this morning by federal authorities investigating if she tried to help an undocumented immigrant avoid arrest after he appeared in her courtroom last week. That is essentially what we know right now. This is a breaking story. This will be ongoing. Stuart J. Waddles, I'm sure, will be having an update at the 10:30 news and throughout the morning. And then Maggie Dawn, who is an attorney and who worked as special counsel for the city of Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. I know she's going to be covering this later on this afternoon when her show starts at 4 o'clock.
You can go to civicmedia.us and keep up with Stewart's account on the news. That's right there at the top of the homepage, so you can see what, as the story develops, what he reports out. So go to civicmedia.us to get more information as we know more.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And FBI Director Kash Patel has tweeted something about this and then deleted it. So this is all very much in flux.
A very professional outing today.
Well, because as we all know, once you delete something from Twitter, it's gone forever.
Yeah. What happened?
Yeah, that was magical. cash things I left for that. All right, we're going to move on and talk about things a little bit lighter.
A little bit lighter.
A little bit lighter. Big action in Green Bay, boy.
Oh, baby.
205,000 people.
200. That's a lot of people
that's
in the city of Green
Bay.
That's a lot
of people, man.
The city
for
of Green
my
Bay's,
anxiety, that's too many people.
You would not be out there watching the NFL draft and watching names get read and people celebrate and all of that.
If you paid me, I wouldn't go. Well, if you paid me, yeah. But like, if you paid me, just like here's $100 for gas money. Go up there, and be like, who wants to do this?
It's a lot of people. Not everyone is meant for crowds that size. But boy, were they happy with the Packers' first round draft pick.
That was a pretty remarkable moment in Green Bay, Wisconsin. You know, it's such a unique thing, the Green Bay Packers, just the existence of the franchise to begin with. It's a city of 107,000 people. It's the smallest market in professional sports. And they hosted this event, calling it the second biggest event of the year for the NFL, which I think the NFL is probably bigger than every other American sport combined at this point.
Yep.
And having this event in Green Bay and Mark Murphy, the president and CEO of the Packers, going on stage and being the one to announce the pick. And he had this remarkable wind up to it.
We've got a clip.
Oh, you've got the clip. Yeah. Okay.
Calvin's going to pull it up in just a second. He's looking for that right now. But you would have thought it was a rock concert.
Seriously.
Really?
I was, you know, it looked like I was watching some live streams from like Coachella last weekend, and it looked a lot like that, you know.
Calvin,
you didn't want to go. I was really feeling the FOMO last night when I was watching this, and that crowd pop when Matthew Golden's name was announced. Green and Golden, you know, it's all coming together. The first wide receiver pick in more than 20 years in the first round. It was very exciting.
I'll drive you there. I'll hang out at a gas station or something. It's fine.
Calvin, let's play that clip, please, from last night at the NFL draft.
With the 23rd pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the 13-time world champion Green Bay Packers, for the first time since 2002, draft a wide receiver.
Listen to this crowd.
Oh, baby.
Matthew Golden, wide receiver, Texas.
Jade's incredulousness is hilarious right now.
Yay.
It's a big deal for them.
Timing is everything. You wait till the draft is in Green Bay. You go get a man for the green and gold named Golden. Yeah. You can't script this any better.
Is that why they picked him?
I don't think so. also, I want to say something in response to a comment on the live stream. From what I understand, Clay Matthews didn't spew Trump garbage. He made a joke where he said President Trump issued a statement saying the Bears still suck. Whatever.
There was like a 5 second window there where he's just like, I have a message from President Trump, and it's like, oh no.
Everybody held their breath. Right.
What's this gonna be? He's like, I'm going off script. Here's a message from President Trump. I saw James Jones behind him, former Packers wide receiver, and he had this look on his face, just like, where is he going with this?
Yeah.
And then he was like, the Bears still suck, and everybody's laughing, and it was a good time. But there was that like 5 second window.
Oh Lord, what's like, he gonna
what
say?
Is he doing? Yeah.
So why has it taken them so long to draft a wide receiver?
They have always drafted wide receivers in like the second or third round instead of the first round. So this was like a thing during Aaron Rodgers' tenure. The whole time he was quarterback of the Green Bay Packers, they did not take a wide receiver in the first round. You know, they took Greg Jennings in the second and Jordy Nelson in the second and like a few other guys and Devonta Adams in the second round. So they always kind of made
it's a tease.
It's a tease, and it's just like the Packers, you know, they're a good team typically, so they're drafting at the end of the first round. So if you're drafting somebody at the end of the first round versus high in the second round, which has been in the case a couple different times, it's not a huge difference picking somebody at like pick 25 versus pick 40 or whatever it might be, but it's just become kind of almost a meme where it's just like, the Packers, but they're, you know, Hall of Fame quarterbacks, but they don't draft that first round wide receiver. And now they did in this of all moments, and this really remarkable thing, moment for Mark Murphy, too. So
it wouldn't matter. Aaron Rodgers wouldn't throw to him anyways. He's a new guy. He hates new guys.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I feel for this kid. I hope he's ready, because there's, with the whole Golden last name and everything, there's
the
so much pressure.
Child.
Yeah. But there's so much pressure on these kids, seriously.
Oh,
and they're pretty young.
Yeah, he's a young guy. He's got a lot of confidence, got a lot of talent. I think he's going to be really fun to watch. He's really fast. He was the fastest receiver in the draft.
Yeah.
So that's exciting.
We have news coming up next. I know we'll have an update on the arrest of a Milwaukee County Circuit Court judge from earlier this morning. So stay right here. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. The funeral for Pope Francis is just hours away. CBS's Tony Aiello is at the Vatican.
250 cardinals, 4,000 other priests, and tens of thousands of the faithful will fill St. Peter's Square, a majestic funeral mass for the humble Pope who led the church for 12 years.
BBC's Chris Barrow reports there may be progress in talks for a ceasefire between Russia and Ukraine.
President Trump wrote on social media that all the major points had been agreed upon and the two sides should now meet at very high levels.
There was no immediate response from Ukraine or Russia. The FBI has arrested Milwaukee County Circuit Court Judge Hannah Dugan, accusing her of helping a man evade immigration authorities. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson says that's highly unusual.
This is an incredibly robust embrace of the federal government's power, walking into a state courthouse and then arresting a judge.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
Day two of the draft. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Green Bay, where the second and third rounds of the NFL draft going on at Lambeau Field. Some of the great Packers that have been taken in the past in these rounds include safety Nick Collins and wide receivers Greg Jennings, James Jones. Tomorrow's rounds 4-7, Packers GM Brian Gutekunst.
Yeah, I think, you know, right now it looks pretty good. You never know when the runs are going to go, and all of a sudden it won't, but it looks pretty good. We got some really good players up there. We're excited to get to them and see if we can add some players. Again, I think it was a really good night for the Packers. I'm really eager to get back at it tomorrow, see how this thing falls tomorrow, and see if we can do some good.
A full recap later tonight. NBA, the Bucks and the Pacers playing Game 3 of their playoff series at Fiserv Forum. Baseball, the Brewers making a roster move, moving pitcher Tobias Myers off the 15-day IL. To make room, they send reliever Brian Hudson to the Nashville team. The crew in St. Louis for a three-game weekend series. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Two Hollywood movers and shakers are about to get even busier as they team up for a new psychological thriller. American Hostage is a new series from MGM Plus and will star John Hamm, and Sean Ryan will executive produce. The show is set in the 70s and follows Hamm's character, who is a reporter forced to interview a hostage taker in the middle of a crisis. Hamm is currently starring in Your Friends and Neighbors, and Ryan recently executive produced and wrote The Night Agent. Pamela Anderson's recent film, The Last Showgirl, brought her critical praise and some Oscar buzz, but it did not result in a nomination. Not sure if it's a snub or not, but according to the New York Post, it motivated the Baywatch actress to retaliate by moving to Massachusetts to do theater. Anderson will star in Tennessee Williams' Camino Real this coming summer. Anderson made her Broadway debut in Chicago in 2022. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for tonight, a low in the upper 30s, and a gradual clearing for tomorrow, more sunshine throughout the day, and a high near 50. Mostly sunny in mid-50s for Sunday. Breezy, warm Monday, showers and storms, some severe. It's 46 right now.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding. Just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
The advantage of being a high school dropout is what you don't have. Like, you don't get it. That is below the dignity of your station, man.
Derek Van Orden wants you to know, as a kid, he was on food stamps. He was raised by a single mom. Me too. Attacking and belittling a witness, using your personal story to somehow justify it, it doesn't make you right. You know what's below the dignity of your station? Being a jerk while someone is raising valid concerns about the jerk move that you're about to make.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Tom Paulsiewicz joins me in the guest host seat. We dig into Judge Hannah Dugan's arrest. What is going on here?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Pisces, Libra, Capricorn. I didn't know when you were born. Aries, Taurus, Gemini.
Good morning and welcome back to Matinee on Air. Good one, Calvin. Jane Matinee, Greg Bach, and Calviente on the board. Coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Breaking news from about an hour ago. FBI arrest judge accused of helping immigrant avoid ICE agents, federal agents. About 8 o'clock this morning, arrested a Wisconsin judge, a Milwaukee County Circuit judge, who is accused of helping someone escape ICE when he appeared in her courtroom last week. This is a developing story. This will be an ongoing story. It's hitting national news now everywhere. And you said that there is a comment from a Milwaukee official.
Yeah, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley has issued a statement on this. He says, quote, "I am aware of the arrest of Judge Hannah Dugan. Like any individual in this country, I believe she is entitled to due process. We should let the facts come to light and let the legal process play out." So a brief statement. Again, that's from Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley.
Yeah, let's make sure they don't ship her to El Salvador.
Yeah, exactly.
But we will be following this as the morning goes on. And Maggie Dawn, who actually worked for Milwaukee County as a general counsel, will absolutely be covering this later on this afternoon when she hits the air about 4 o'clock today. So just to let you know where we are, Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan arrested earlier this morning. That is what we know at this point. FBI Director Kash Patel originally put the comment, put the news out on social media, as one does, and then deleted it.
Yeah.
So that's where we are. A couple of things we wanted to cover before we get to our audio sorbet.
Yeah.
Which we're still going to do because I just want to avoid the trap of speculating too much when there's so much we don't know.
Yeah.
About this. So we're going to continue with our regularly scheduled programming. But some changes coming to the Laughing Tap.
Absolutely. On Wednesday, 2 days ago, time's a construct. 2 days ago, we announced that as of June 18th, we're going to be doing one weekend of shows, finally, and one more open mic. But in June, we will be closing the doors to that current location.
To that location.
To the location on Fifth Street in Walker's Point. Now, please don't ask me where we're going, where we're moving to.
Where are you going and where are you moving to?
I want to take all your awards away.
I was going to do that.
No,
though.
I trusted you to trust me. No, I didn't. We are still looking. We have our eye on some properties, but at this point, we have nothing to announce. When we do have something to announce, we will announce. But between now and that weekend, June 13th and 14th, come on down, see some shows. We have amazing comedians. We have...
You've got a great lineup for the spring here.
We really do. I mean, one of the ones I'm really looking forward to is Skylar Higley. He wrote for Conan for the Oscars.
Yeah.
He's the one who wrote the Kendrick Lamar joke that got so much play. He wrote that joke.
Oh, wow.
He's a good buddy. I love him to death. He's going to be down there. Ali Sultan's going to be there. And then huge, huge show. Dana Gould, stand-up legend, and Bobcat Goldthwait. On one weekend together.
Yeah.
We'll be doing a show and it's going to be an amazing, and it's a higher ticket price, but for these two legends, what they're going to be doing, it's going to be worth it. And then finally, our last weekend of shows is going to be celebrating our local talent. So LaughingTap.com for more information. When we have an announcement, I will announce it to you. But for right now, just know at the middle of June, that location, 5th Street, Walker's Point, will be closing down.
Don't wait on those tickets.
Don't wait on those tickets.
If
seriously.
You want them, I'd book them now. Yeah, I'd go get them now.
Get them now.
LaughingTap.com. And the Recombobulation Area has an event coming up next week.
We do. We do. We have our annual subscriber appreciation community happy hour that we are having at Third Space Brewing Thursday, May 1st from 5 to 7 p.m. We're going to be giving away some brewer's tickets there. We're going to be hanging out. And if you are a paid subscriber to the Recombobulation Area.
As you should be.
As you should be. Your first round's on us. So nice. Come by. Enjoy a beverage. We'll hang out. We'll give away some Brewers tickets, maybe some Civic Media T-shirts or something like that, too. It'll be a good time to share in some community, because that's always been a part of our core mission at the Recombobulation Area, not just to produce content covering news and politics in Milwaukee and Wisconsin, but to build community along with it.
Absolutely.
And so here's an opportunity to share in that community.
Sounds great. Now it is time for, Calvin, what we like to call audio sorbet. We lighten things up just a little bit.
Yeah.
Before the end of the show, and I saw this, in Dodgeville tomorrow, they are having the Wisconsin Grilled Cheese Championships, which is very important.
Why aren't we judges for stuff like this, James?
Because they haven't asked us yet.
Darn it!
But then I stumbled on this article, the best grilled cheese sandwich according to your zodiac sign. What more do we need?
You stumped the journalist. He's like, I got nothing for that.
I think in Wisconsin, it's a fair bet that most of us are pro grilled cheese sandwich.
Of course.
It is one of the finer sandwiches if you're going to be ranking sandwiches.
If it's made correctly.
Well, but I just found this priceless. And I thought, since we are having the Wisconsin Grilled Cheese Championships tomorrow, what would be better than to talk about what grilled cheese you should be enjoying depending upon your astrological sign.
Yep.
I know. Sure. I know. I lay out my life according to my astrology sign.
So should I say which type of grilled cheese and see if it lines up with my astrological sign? See if the stars really are aligned to understand what my preference might be?
It would be easier if you would just give me your birth date.
Okay. I'm born in November 5th.
November 5th for Dan Schaefer. What grilled cheese, according to his sign? You're a Scorpio?
Mm-hmm.
This zodiac is ruled, Dan, by the red hot planet Mars. Scorpios seek out the mysterious, intense, and enjoy depth. Since they value their privacy, a pita bread is a perfect fit for a Scorpio. Calvin, you're a Scorpio too, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Okay, this is the grilled cheese for both of you. With its deep pocket, this will be a mystery to others what you're eating. No one will know, Dan. No one will know. Only you will know.
It's always a priority for me when I'm eating your grilled cheese. I can't let anyone know what's in it.
Only you will know there's a salty, tangy, smoky duo hiding inside, because Scorpios are often intrigued where things are a little bit odd. It suggested crumbled feta or funky blue cheese.
Ooh.
And a slice of provolone to melt it all together for that bright, smoky finish. Tuck in some slices of roasted red pepper.
I love feta cheese. So, yeah.
Feta, provolone, and roasted red peppers?
That sounds terrific.
Really? You're good with that?
I'm on board. Absolutely.
And I'll tell you why I am a big proponent of this design. Because the pita bread allows you to enjoy the more of the cheese experience. Whereas a lot of times, and I talked to you about this, with the grilled cheese, sometimes you're biting through 3 inches of bread. And there's not enough cheese. And you're like, why did I pay $8.50 for this?
You're being shorted on the cheese.
It's a sham. Big grilled cheese is out there to take my money.
Big cheese.
Big sourdough is after you.
So honestly, I think a pita bread grilled cheese sounds delightful.
Calvin, how are you feeling about this? Because this is supposedly the grilled cheese for you as well.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. Doesn't sound great.
Everything about it you hate.
Greg made fun of me for saying my go-to grilled cheese was the quintessential white bread with American cheese, which I will stand by. But I also like, here's a unique one for you. Italian white bread, provolone or mozzarella, pepperoni. That makes a really good
grilled cheese. Oh, that sounds good.
I want to clear the air on something. I did not make fun of you, Calvin. You said you are going to make fun of me for this. But I said I knew what he was going to say. Because Calvin has Calvin taste. We know at this point.
But that's a classic. That's what I grew up with.
And I'm fine with that. But him accusing me of making fun of him. Bad journalism.
White bread, fake a slice news. Of American cheese.
Fake news.
And that's it. That's what my mother fed us.
Yeah.
That was news. What is your birthday, Greg Bob?
My birthday is mind your business, my freedom. No, I'm just kidding. It's December the 12th.
December 12th for Greg Bach. We are doing the perfect grilled cheese.
I love this.
According to your astrological sign, you are a Sagittarius.
Sure.
For many Sagittarians, their passports and suitcases are always ready to fly. Sages are known as freedom-loving, truth-seeking world travelers. They're the most adventurous sign. Sagittarians are often most open to other flavors from other cultures.
Yeah.
To celebrate this, build a grilled cheese on melted ghee brushed naan. Inside, yes. You can take your taste buds on a trip via spicy cheddar, warm, sweet, tangy, tingly, mango chutney. Sagittarius, best grilled cheese, naan, spicy cheddar, and tingly mango chutney.
That sounds awesome.
Can I be a Sagittarius too?
Well, you know, I'll tell you what. You make yours, I'll make mine, we'll cut, we'll share.
Oh, there we go.
I'm not hesitant on the I love mango. A mango chutney intrigues me. I would totally try that. I think we should make our grilled cheeses and report back. But
if you would like to know what grilled cheese you should be enjoying, give us a call at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. All we need is your birth sign.
Yep.
And then we can tell you what you should be enjoying.
Jane?
I am a Capricorn.
Okay.
January 9th. I'm not impressed. Practical and traditional. Capricorns are as trustworthy and reliable as your favorite pair of jeans. Capricorns seek out substance and prefer to leave the lighthearted stuff to those Libras and the inventive stuff to the Aquarians and Geminis. Since Capricorns are old-fashioned and classic, here is what we suggest. Slices of whole wheat bread with the after-school combo of yellow American cheese and tomato slices.
Oh, Calvin, you'd love this.
Calvin, that sounds right up my alley.
See, you should be me, and I think I should be you. The best grilled cheese for Capricorns, whole wheat bread with American yellow and tomato slices. Can we bump it up to cheddar?
You can do whatever you want,
throw
Jane.
Some onions on there.
Maybe
can't mess with a classic.
And
I
some
guess.
Bacon.
Maybe you're like, you know, you're a what are they? You're a Capricorn?
I'm a Capricorn.
Capricorn sun with a cheddar rising. Who knows? I mean, maybe that's who you are. We just got to figure that out. Cassandra on the live stream yelled out Gemini.
All right. We got a couple of minutes. Let me pull up the best grilled cheese. If you are a Gemini, can you? All right. Well, it's just within. We don't know the date exactly, but she is a Gemini. I'm just trying to find it. Here we go. Gemini adventurous in the life of the party. Geminis are driven by curiosity. With that in mind, Geminis will surely melt over a sandwich with Organic Valley's newest cheese, American Fiesta. It's designed for queso, but as an incredible ingredient in so much more, including a gooey grilled cheese with smoky crisp bacon. So for Geminis, the best grilled cheese, multigrain bread, American Fiesta, and crispy bacon. I want Gemini's.
That's really
cheese sandwich.
I mean, I will sounds say really right good. Now, I'm really on. I think Dan's sandwich is winning for me. Like that is the most intriguing.
But it's the pita that pulled you.
Well,
in.
It's the pita, but also it's the blue cheese and the feta. Like those are two distinct flavors. And then as a binding agent, using provolone to melt it. I mean, come
pretty
on,
good. Pretty good.
We will include this in the show notes.
Absolutely.
If you want to find out the perfect grilled cheese for you. You can find it after the show is over at civicmedia.us. When we return, we're going to wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. When Love Comes Knocking, that's all on the way. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you should ever get off the track, I'll just read your zodiac.
As
Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This message is sponsored by WisCaregiver.com. Now is the time to start a meaningful career as a caregiver. Make a real difference in people's lives. WisCaregiver.com gives you two great options for free. Train for the in-demand caregiver workforce as a CDCP, Certified Direct Care Professional, or become a CNA, Certified Nurse Aide. All training is free. Plus, you can earn a $500 bonus. Learn more. Visit WisCaregiver.com.
All eyes are on Wisconsin as the NFL's 2025 Player Selection Draft is finally here. 250,000 people are expected. Here's Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich.
Our citizens are just so excited to welcome hundreds of thousands of guests to the city of Green Bay. We're thrilled about it. I mean, the economic impact is going to be substantial. $20 million roughly in the metro area, and then I think $96 million is the number that's being used statewide.
It's the second time Wisconsin is hosting the draft, the first in 1939. But do you know what? Where? Was it Oshkosh, Milwaukee, or Madison? The answer's coming up.
The smallest NFL city, but the biggest heart.
And with the main campus all around Lambeau Field, it's a time for the whole area to shine. Now, did you guess the location for the 1939 draft? It was a one-day event in Milwaukee with the NFL championship game the very next day. By the way, the Packers beat the Giants 27-0. There's a winning slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Ross calling in.
Thanks for your show. I'm just wondering if we're watching or witnessing a legal system that where what we thought was precedent is now going to be sort of cast away.
The reality is the question that you raise about the future and what are the implications when, in fact, the things we understood always to be bedrocks of our community, of our nation, are no longer that.
Amicus, a law review, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. The Todd Albaugh Show.
David Hogg, Democratic National Committee Vice Chair, says, no, we're going to spend $20 million to take out fellow Democrats who are either too old or not voting progressive enough. And Republicans are doing this as well. They don't want any compromise, zero-sum game. I spent 30 years in politics. The best politics are pragmatic. You get 75% of the loaf and you move on.
Catch The Todd Albaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine, where you can join us. Call or text, the number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Breaking news this morning from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Daniel Bison, John Dietrich. Little update now, Milwaukee County Circuit Judge Hannah Dugan has been arrested and charged with two felonies. This broke early this morning, about an hour and a half ago. Yeah. Milwaukee County Circuit Judge Hannah Dugan arrested this morning by federal authorities, charged with felony counts of obstruction for her role in allegedly helping an undocumented immigrant avoid arrest after he appeared in her courtroom last week. The 65-year-old Dugan, set to appear before U.S. Magistrate Judge Stephen Dries at 10:30 this morning. So this has already happened, or this hearing is still underway. McCarran said, Brady McCarran, who is a spokesperson for the U.S. Marshal Service, says Dugan is being charged with two federal felonies, obstruction and concealing an individual. We will have more at the top of the hour news with Stuart J. Waddles in our news department, and also Maggie Dawn, who was the worked as general counsel for Milwaukee County and is an attorney. So I know Maggie will be talking about this more at 4 o'clock. But just to give you a heads up again, Milwaukee County Circuit Judge Hannah Dugan arrested and charged with two felonies in an ICE case. That is from earlier this morning. It's 11:54, Calvin. That means it's time for
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
As always, if you have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. JaneSays, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. Today it is the Love Comes Knockin' edition of Tisbats. From the Miami Herald, Mark Price with the byline. The headline reads, Screaming Family Calls Dad When Alligator Knocks on Front Door, According to Florida Video.
Oh, Florida.
Tremaine Gaines says he was in disbelief when his kids and his wife called him while he was at work, claiming an alligator was trying to break into their home. A security camera did confirm it. Here's Tremaine saying, quote, got a call about 30 minutes ago from my wife and kids screaming, come help, there's a gator at our front door. I checked the Ring camera to find this massive gator chilling out, trying to get in the door. You can't make this up. It happened about 7 o'clock on Wednesday at this home outside of Orlando. His wife said suspicious sounds led her to find this massive alligator lying across their doormat with its mouth open. You know how they do that?
Yeah.
I heard a knock on the door and then nothing else. So I waited a little while and then I heard it again. The first time when it knocked on the door, it stood up and banged on the door and then laid back down. It's unknown. The alligator's fate at this point has not been revealed. One video shows the gator eventually left the porch and took off for a wooded area. The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission says alligators often try to climb up and over man-made structures that are in their way. In this video, the gator appears to be using natural navigational techniques in an attempt to leave the area. It is also alligator courtship season, a time when the reptiles are in search of love.
Alice! Alice, are you home? Am I the only one who finds this so adorable?
He should have brought flowers.
He should have, and some chocolates in his mouth. Opens his big mouth being like, I love you.
I love you. I'm here for you.
I will be your only mate.
They are searching for this alligator, which occasionally takes them through populated areas and even onto porches. Fortunately, no one was injured. And there is video of this. You couldn't pay me to live in Florida where things like this can happen.
You can pay me to live in a high rise in Florida in the area where, you know, just all the crazy can't get to me.
You're out of reach of the crazy.
Exactly. I can watch the crazy.
At some point, you got to go outside.
No, I don't.
Deliver everything.
Exactly. Exactly.
He's on the fifth floor. That's all. That's the only place you'll see him.
This sounds like a cartoon. Was the alligator also wearing like a top hat and a bow tie?
He had a tie.
Exactly.
It was nice.
It was very nice.
And he had brushed his teeth. You could
tell. Dracar Noir.
It was like very shiny. That wraps up today's edition of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Coming up on Monday, Joseph Pecky is going to be joining us to talk about his bid to head up the Democratic Party in Wisconsin.
Absolutely.
Longtime friend of the show.
I'm going to say this right now. I don't know much about the other candidates at this moment. We'll learn more as we go along. But Joseph Pecky is the kind of guy, in my opinion, who can take the energy that Ben Wickler has and has brought to the party.
Yep.
And take it and run with that baton, in my opinion. That's just me.
Absolutely. And then Will Westmoreland, who has a YouTube channel called The Back 40. I highly encourage you to check it out. He's a farmer in southwestern Missouri. And we're going to be talking about tariffs. He was here with us a couple of months ago And obviously things have continued to develop.
Yeah.
So we'll talk to Will Westmoreland and find out what he is hearing. He's a farmer.
Yes.
He is a farmer too. So we're going to hear what is going on in his corner of the world and much, much more. Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers, because without you, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It really does mean the world. I hope you find some joy over the weekend and you have the chance to share it. Keep it right here. News is coming up next on the vast statewide, countrywide. You can listen anywhere if you have the app. Civic Media Radio Network. Have a good weekend. We'll see you Monday.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station. This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Pope Francis will be buried in St. Major Mary Basilica outside the Vatican after his funeral, just hours away now. At St. Peter's Basilica, more than 250,000 mourners paid respects to the man called the People's Pope.
Not one of us is a Catholic, but we really feel
such a special, special man. It's just overwhelming. It's just an honor and a privilege to be here. It really is, from the bottom of my heart.
I had a huge emotional connection to him. I want to follow his example, helping people and helping like poor people and people who are in need.
BBC's Chris Barrow reports the woman who accused Britain's Prince Andrew in the Jeffrey Epstein sex trafficking scandal has died.
The family of Virginia Giuffre, who accused the disgraced financier Jeffrey Epstein of sexual abuse, say she died by suicide at her home in Australia. She was 41.